This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. For the past 25 years, they brought vibrant pops of pink, yellow, and white to front yards in many parts of Queens County. And this weekend, the inaugural Region of Queens Dogwood Festival will celebrate the approximately 1,000 dogwood trees planted in the area since the year 2000. Stephanie Miller-Vincent is organizing the three-day festival.
The end of April, something caught my eye and I was like, holy, this is the 25th anniversary of those original trees. If we don't do something intentional this year, we really missed an opportunity. You know, it'll be small, but it will be a celebration. The trees are going to bloom every single year. It's time that we start taking notice of them and welcome people to explore the community.
Christopher Clark is the dogwood father of Queens County. He wanted to make the region the dogwood capital of Nova Scotia. As mayor, he began a millennial planting project in 2000, with the municipality selling 750 dogwoods at a relatively low cost of $25 each.
Those 25-year-old trees are very large. Not everyone knows what they are, so I think they really catch people's eye and their attention because they're kind of like, my gosh, that is beautiful. What is it? And then they want to know more. And really, that's part of the celebration that we're doing, is that these trees have been here for 25 years. And if you've driven through the community or come to the community since 2000, you may not know the reason why they're here. That pink pop of color is very different for people as they drive down the street, and it really does catch their eye.
An opening ceremony and tree planting are planned for Friday evening at the Queens County Museum. On Saturday, local artist Andre Haynes will be leading a dogwood painting session in Cobb Park. That's where a dozen trees were planted after being donated by officials from the region's former sister city of Dryden, Ontario. Also on Saturday, stained glass artist Scott Slesser will be holding a workshop at his studio in downtown Liverpool. And on Sunday, photographer Amy McGowan will be in Cobb Park taking keepsake photos of people, their families, and pets among the dogwoods. Miller Vincent has also created a crowdsourced map on the event's website with more than 100 dogwood tree locations from Port Medway to Port Mattoon.
They are absolutely gorgeous. You know, we had the perfect weather, I guess, for big, bright, beautiful blossoms.
Miller Vincent plans to make the Region of Queens Dogwood Festival an annual event. And just like the trees themselves, she says she hopes the festival grows bigger every year.
Absolutely. We've already got a list of ideas and, you know, things wanting to add to the list.
For more information, visit regionofqueensdogwoodfestival.ca or follow their Facebook page. That's your QCCR News Update brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.